You're listening to Jude Benny. The Hour of the Wolf Radio Mystery Theater, brought to you by Eastern Airlines, presents this evening's episode entitled A Smoking Gun Asks No Questions. We join our heroine, Bonnie Wagnall, P.I., in a downtown Manhattan bar, alone and deep in thought. Whoever would have thought it? Something like this teases your mind so you can't think anymore. The 6 martinis I've been nursing can't help either. I sloshed back the last of the gin and racked my brain. How the hell did I get myself into this fix? My soul was getting the bum's rush, and the whole Magilla made me squirm. If only I could remember. Everything was a haze. I needed to remember. Add to remember. Must remember.
Just when you can't remember how good it can feel, you feel it. Warm again. All over again. And you know it's not just what you want, it's what you need. The sun. This winter, let Eastern Airlines help you remember how good it can feel. When you need the sun, there's only one.
It all started 3 months ago. I was doing some routine snooping at the Waldorf on 53rd and found myself on the second floor, walking down one of the many corridors. As I passed room 228, I heard what sounded like shouts coming from inside.
All these stingy over us like their servants.
You innocuous little prig. Oh, it's we English who have kept you alive. Alive, dare I say, oh, like a dog.
The door was slightly ajar, and as I peeked in, I saw two women locked in a death grip. At the same time, I could hear the radio. It was that cute Johnson's commercial, the one that was all over the airwaves. And despite all reason, I just had to listen.
Out of the bathroom, Jess!
Like, I have to wash my hair every day because after a long day at school and then the cheerleading team, it gets awful greasy. Yuck. My boyfriend likes my hair soft and shiny, smelling clean and fresh. So do I. That's why I use Johnson's baby shampoo, because it babies my hair, leaves it silky, soft, and manageable, no matter how many times a week I wash it. Johnson's, you're a lifesaver.
I shook my head for a reality check and found myself staring at what had to be the match of the century. The ladies, a Mrs. Dolores Dietel, an upper-class society dame, and her counterpart, one Gabby Hondo, a Bulgarian chambermaid, were in mortal combat.
All you English scum will die! Oof! Duh! Just like you bitch from hell, will die!
This war will bring you to your knees! Your knees, char lady! Where you belong!
As I watched the two of them tussle, a blinding realization hit me like a hot fist. One, there in the corner was a cop service revolver, and two, somehow I knew both these women. But how? Return with us next week for the thrilling conclusion of A Smoking Gun Asks No Questions, when our heroine asks no questions but gets more than enough answers. Brought to you by Granny's Butter Tarts.
Snack time, honey.
I love Granny's Butter Tarts the best. My mom says Granny always makes good butter tarts, even better than hers. Mom warms them up in the oven and that makes them taste so good. Granny, I love you, thanks.
You've been listening to Jude Benny. Contact Reisler Talent, 514-843-4551. You're listening to Jude Benny.
Air Canada's two daily news broadcasts seem unremarkable at first glance, but behind the day's news lies another story, how the news gets on the aircraft in the first place. While the future will see the news beamed directly to the plane, at present, the process is considerably more involved. We begin at the Canadian Broadcasting Centre in Toronto, where the CBC's news gathering day culminates with the broadcast of The National. The conclusion of the taping of that broadcast marks the beginning of the in-flight news team's process of getting the news in the air.
This month, we're introducing a new selection of fine wines as part of a new approach in the choice of wines offered on our flights. You will be able to enjoy international quality wines that you can't easily find on the ground. How do we select what's best for our customers? We ask the experts. Direct from the Dream Factory.
Here we go.
The latest releases on Premiere One. Coming up on Festival, Christopher Walken does his trademark creepy thing in Dead Zone, a Stephen King story about the darker side of political life. Later, it's murder most graphic in 52 Pickup. Our film critic David Gilmore is next, providing a few penetrating insights into what's on offer here on Festival. To speak to you, the dead of September, I must not claim false intimacy, or summon an overheated heart, glazed just in time for a camera. I must be steady, and I must be clear, knowing all the time that I have nothing to say. No word stronger than the steel that pressed you into itself. No scripture older or more elegant than the ancient atoms you have become. And I have nothing to give either, except this gesture, this thread thrown between your humanity and mine. I want to hold you in my arms, and as your soul got shot out of its box of flesh to understand, as you have done, the wit of eternity, its gift of unhinged release, tearing through the darkness of its knell. You've been listening to Jude Benny. Contact Risler Talent, 514-843-4551.